This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're coming to you live, pulling out of Passaic, New Jersey. I'm with my good friend, Rabbi Nosson Wadler. And I want to thank Rabbi Mendy for his efforts to orchestrate today's shir. We're learning about Hilchos Netzilas Yadayim. We're learning Simen, Kuf, Samach, Beis, Seif, Aleph. Seif, Aleph. So the upshot of whether you need to do Hagbah Bizman Hazeh was as follows. That even though that nowadays, where if you use a revius, you don't really need to do Hagbah. The Magen Avraham brought that Alpi Kabbalah, it's Davka Hagbah. And the Gemara brings us Smichas and the Pasuk, Bayinat Le Bayinasem, which is Masha Dechein Roy Illinois. And yesterday we saw from the Aruch HaShulchan that the Dershu cited in number 8 that it's Roy Lagbiya Hayadayim B'chol Inyan, because of the smichas, that the asmachta, the pasuk, and the mekubalim say that, and why not do it if it's not a big tircha? So the bottom line is that even though it's not halachically required, it's still ideal to do hagbah even today. Okay, so let's go to the second part of the mechaber, that the chashash that what was the reason that the mechaber gave? Sorry about the screen. What was the reason that the mechaber gave that you should do hagbah? We're afraid the water is going to leave the perek and then come back and be metame the yadayim. Says the mechaber, v'hainu kisheinu noito kol ayad ad makom chibar ayad emazraya. That's only if you're not washing the whole hand. Avam noitel ad sham. If you're going to wash the whole hand, in tzach like biayadav, you wouldn't have to raise your hands. So that's another reason we don't have to do hagbah. Not only because we use a revius, but also because of the fact that we wash our whole hands. Look in Mishnah Berurah Katan Yud. Avalam Noita. Hatam Kasavnu Le'el Ba'is Aleph Ayin Sham. We already wrote the reason of what the chashash is of the water returning back to your hand and why it's not a problem if you wash your whole hand. But V'yish Cholkim Bezeres Yurlu, they hold the Le'olam Tzarech Lag B'Ayadav. You always need to do Hagbah. The Elya Rabba writes that the Iker is like the Yesh Cholkim, namely that you should do Hagbah even if you do wash your whole hands, which is the opinion of most parshas. You have a pressing circumstance. When it's impossible to be Magbiah, Yesh Lismaych Adei Rishayna. You could rely on the first opinion, that the mechaber unqualifiedly follows in leniency, namely that if you wash your whole hand, you don't need to do hagbah, especially because we use revius. So bottom line is that there are two reasons maybe one need to do hagbah. One is we wash our whole hands. Two, we use revius. But it does seem even like from the Mishnah Berurah that you should try to do Hagbah anyway. For a very remote chash, and then Kabbalistically, and also to fulfill the Asmachta Vayinatle Vayinasim. Okay. The Mechaber continues. Likewise, if you pour on your two hands revius at one time, since you're not dealing with tame water at all, you don't have to do hagbah. Why? There's no tame water at all. Also, if you do tefilas yadayim, you don't have to do hagbah. By the way, I just want to remind you of another prat that we mentioned yesterday, where hagbah is helpful to get the water to the tips of your fingers. Because if you don't do Hagbah, it is possible that the water won't get to the tips of your fingers. Okay, but if you do Tefillah, you don't need to be Magbiya Yada. Yesh Oimrim, there are those who say that if you pour on your hands three times, there's no concern. We're Noyeg Lahakel, that if you pour three times, you don't have to be concerned. Interesting, the Rama seems to say that we're Noyeg Lahakel, that if you pour three times, you don't have to be concerned. Okay. That's the Mishnah Berurah. V'pam achas. What would it mean if you poured on your two hands at one time? How this is possible? Look later on. Sifdalit. The ain't sham mayim tmeim. You don't have mayim tmeim at all. Reason we say mayim rishen mar tamim misham hachitzach like bi ayadav. And for this reason, you have to raise your hands. I know davka bepachas ravius vasachas kol kamei. That's only if you use less than ravius, like we're going to say later on. B'chein hamatzbil yadav. Damkein mitamana. It's for the same reason. Because you don't have mayim tmeim. The ain ka mayim tmeim. This is also the we're noyeg to be mekel, that if you use revius, don't need to. Sorry, the Rama says if you wash three times, you don't have to be magbia. The yoiser nochain linogim yesh tlay mayim, sheyato, revius, al koyad viyad. The best thing is, instead of washing three times, less than a revius each time, the best thing is to use a revius, use the water b'shefa, and then midina, you don't have to do agba, b'chanal. This etza of washing three times, even though the Rama says if you wash three times, you don't need to do hagbah, but the Mishnah Berurah is not buying the v'chein nohagu of the Rama. That the Rama's suggested way to get out of hagbah is to wash three times, less than revius. Mishnah Berurah says it's better to wash the revius. That's a better way to get out of hagbah. That leads us to give upon the fact we can come back right now. But again, this is a way to get out of Hagbah. Like Aruch HaShulchan says, it's not a tircha. Why not? Why not? You might as well do Hagbah. You know, I would think that even if you're going to do Hagbah, you do want to position your hand, so to speak, move it around a little bit to make sure the water hits all the areas. But it sounds like the ideal way to position your hands is to try to do a form of hagbah while you're washing them. You're mekayim the pasuk, which is vayinatle vayinasim. You're mekayim the dina de gemara. You're mekayim the kabbalah, and it sounds like you'll have a better shot of making sure the water hits the tips of your fingers. That is sif aleph.
This is talking about during washing. We said right.
During washing. Well, actually, we said that there are three. When to do Hagbah? That was last week. The Ikar Zman of doing Hagbah is after Mayim Shniyim until you dry them. Okay, that's Me'ikra Din, the Hagbah is after Mayim Shniyim. It's Toiv, even Be'ez Hanasina. And the Rajba said, it's Medina Be'ez Hanasina.
After fits best into the Pasuk. It doesn't say Me'inase Me'inatlem, it says Me'inatlem Me'inase. You should wash and then raise your hands.
So you think that fits in better with the first in that it's after the Mayim Shniyim.
Yeah, after the washing.
Well, the Rajba, you know, not everything is in Muktamim Ucher, you know? But even Rashi says in the beginning of Chukas, take a look. Rashi says that it's referring to it's out of order. But and there are many examples of that. Okay. Then the Rashi said Meikar Hadin it's Beisan Asinas Hamayim, and then there was a chumrah to do it even before. Let me see. There was a chumrah. The toiv lizar afilu beis hanasina gufa. Okay, but we'll see further about the proper way to do hagbah. Okay, this will fin. This will. This is sif aleph. Let me just figure out how to do this. How do I do? Or. Stop recording.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.